So how much would it take you to sell out? Would $2 billion be enough?
That would be more than enough. It wouldn't take much, honestly.
I have to say, all the people who are like, oh, I can't believe he did this. I wonder how steadfast they would be when Zuckerberg came a knocking with that $2 billion check or whatever thing they were working on.
Yeah, the super important VR technology that was set to revolutionize humanity is now being sullied because some guys wanted to make some cash.
Well, now I feel like I'm not completely with you on this topic, but we'll talk more about it after this nice song. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for March 26, 2014. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother AJ.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm good. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about this week, mostly with Oculus VR being acquired by Facebook.
Yes.
But there's also a couple other things. Infamous and Diablo 3 Souls came out. So, you know, and did the community talk about anything? I was kind of detached from reality this week.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to check it.
Well, maybe the community talked about something.
I'm opening it.
Yeah, so, but we can kind of start off with this Oculus stuff. So basically, Oculus VR, the virtual reality technology for PC, got acquired by Facebook for $2 billion. Which is, it is a lot of money. And people are freaking out. Because, Facebook doesn't have a great reputation. They're kind of known for, basically being a bit invasive when it comes to privacy and stuff like that. And just in general, a lot of people just don't like Facebook's weird social revolution, if you would. So where do you stand on this whole thing, AJ?
I think obviously it's important, but I don't think it's like the end of all things like people are making it out to be.
Well, I maybe it's not the end of all things. I don't think it's good.
Why? Tell me why.
Because there's only two things that are going to come out of this. One, the VR technology goes nowhere, in which case the company closes. Or two,
but wait, why does Facebook buying it cause it to go nowhere?
Oh, because it's an untested technology that may not have any market value at all. That's the one thing I find interesting, is all of this. I mean, people are investing billions in VR all of a sudden, and there is not a successful VR product on the market. We have absolutely no indication that this is the next big thing like everybody thinks it's going to be. Like, this stuff might come out and sell for shit, for all everybody knows. Okay. At the same time, maybe it is the next big thing, and maybe, obviously they know it's a gamble and they think it's worth taking.
What's your second outcome?
The other thing is that it is a huge success, and now we're kind of living in this creepy world where suddenly VR isn't just this kind of fun gaming thing, but now we're using it to, I'm like in a virtual movie theater, and I'm in a virtual sports stadium, and I don't know, it's a little unsettling. You're never one to be unsettled by technology.
No, that's part of it. But
I know that that's probably not a concern with you, and I almost do feel like I'm beginning to, it sounds ridiculous, because obviously I use so much technology, but it is starting to make me a little uncomfortable, especially this idea of a social VR experience. It's almost a contradiction.
Everyone is just... Who said anything about a social VR experience? Everyone's just reading into that.
What do you think Facebook does? Okay, well, here's the thing. Okay, here's the third thing that is not going to happen, is that Facebook just bought Oculus Rift to let them run independently and do whatever it was they were doing without any interference. Which is what the Oculus VR person says, Palmer, when it was freaking out. He's like, no, we're running independently. But keep in mind, they were acquired by Facebook. That is a key word here, acquired. Which means
so
that
was
Facebook
Instagram, and nothing changed with Instagram. Instagram what? Still works with Twitter.
Instagram was already a social
thing.
Service.
Yeah,
nothing
I know,
social
but
about Oculus.
This is just, it's a pessimistic thing that bothers me. Like,
oh.
We can't just take people at their word. It's the
Zuckerberg?
Same thing, like, everyone's like...
You want to take Zuckerberg at his word?
Sure, why not?
Because he's insane!
Did you ever says who? Because you watch The Social Network?
No! Did you ever see, like, his text he sent when he, like, started off Facebook? And he's like, oh, does anybody want all these people's passwords and stuff? They gave it to me. And the person's like, why'd he give that to you? Like, I don't know, they're idiots. And he did say that. He admitted to it. I mean, so, look, maybe he's not... Fine, maybe he's not... I'm not saying he's evil, AJ, but he's definitely a businessman, first and foremost. And he's going to find a way to make a lot of money with Oculus VR. And I have no doubt that that's going to involve things like ads, things like social integration, and all that stuff.
But it's hardware that works on whatever software you throw at it. How do you integrate ads into that?
Because it's hardware that integrates with any software you throw into it.
Yeah, so unless... Look, the point I was trying to make earlier today is everyone's like, oh, Facebook's this evil thing that's going to ruin gaming through VR somehow. And everyone talks about the example of, you know, how shitty Facebook gaming is. But Facebook didn't make Farmville. Facebook didn't make Words with Friends.
AJ, but it's still
those
a shitty
people
platform
making shitty
for gaming.
Games.
Okay, so but nobody was ever able to make a decent game on Facebook.
No one tried.
Oh, I'm shit. Really? Out of everybody, nobody tried. All those people were just throwing shit at the fan.
No one tried to make an actual game that wasn't some kind of thing behind a paywall on the timers.
Because why would you?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you?
Because you can't, because it would suck.
Why? Well, you mean to tell me that no one could, like, just take an independently developed online game and hook it into Facebook's social network so you don't have to worry about matchmaking or something? No one could figure that out?
I don't... What do you mean? I don't understand what you mean. Like,
I'm saying... Like
playing Hearthstone on Facebook where... I don't get it.
Yeah, well, like, what is a Facebook game? Define that for me.
It's a game that you play in the Facebook browser where you can... invite all your friends to play with you and give you gems so things go faster.
But why does it have to be gems and inviting friends so things go faster? That's what people design.
Okay, I'm not a developer. I don't know what things you have to do to make a Facebook game or what things you don't have to do. But I'm just saying this. If you think that Facebook is going to just let Oculus run completely independently without any say from them or without any mandates from them, you are living in a la-la land. You
what
are just crazy.
Do,
you
though?
Are just
like, what would they actually do to affect the product?
I don't know. Force social integration with it. Say, hey, you
how
need a Facebook account. You need a Facebook account to log into Oculus.
You,
or just
you,
include
you
or
can't
include
log
ads
into
with
it. It's
it.
A
I don't
screen.
Know. AJ, I don't know exactly what. I'm sure they have plans.
Honestly, this sounds like to me like Zuckerberg's just like, wow, this is really cool. I want to have something to do with it. I'm loaded. I'm just going to give them $2 billion.
Oh,
so
he's
they can
just
make
going to give
cool.
them two. Hey, do you know what just gives anybody $2 billion?
Well, he didn't give it. Obviously, yes, he's going to share in whatever money they make off of it. I don't understand like what this whole thing is like. Oh, it's gonna hook me into this network and I'll be unable to escape.
Okay.
It's a TV.
What demographic does Oculus Rift appeal to? Like the
gamers.
20-30-year-old. Techie kind of people, which is
sure.
The same exact demographic that Facebook has been losing lately. That is not a coincidence.
Okay, fine. So what?
I mean, look, wow, we're both speculating, but I'm just saying, I think it's very naive to think that this is just some sort of goodwill gesture. He's like, this technology is neato.
I'm not saying it's goodwill. Obviously, he did it because it makes sense for him. But at the same time, like, I don't feel like... I don't know, the thing that cracks me up is how Notch canceled the Oculus version of Minecraft because Facebook is icky. Like, because
Facebook freaks them out. Why not? Because he
unless,
has
unless,
with
unless he
Facebook
called them
security.
And said, unless he called them and said, look, you guys got bought by Facebook, what's up with that? And they said, well, yeah, if you're going to make Minecraft for Oculus, it has to hook into Facebook. Unless that's what they told him,
you don't think
which I feel like he would have told us because he doesn't care. Like, he just said, Facebook, whoa, never mind.
But, AJ, if you don't like Facebook, and Facebook now owns the thing, then why wouldn't you be concerned?
But, like, I don't...
It's like saying, well, if okay, it's an extreme example, but like if the Nazis bought Oculus VR and said, look, we're not going to have anything to do with it.
You're
going to
call Facebook
the
Nazis, please.
I'm just saying, well, that's the point, though. It's that if you don't trust the people, and that's the thing, Jay, people don't trust Facebook, and now they're in charge of it. There's just no trust there. They're kind of an icky company. I kind of get what Notch is talking about.
Okay, first of all, quit leaning away from your microphone.
Okay. I was trying to get some paper off the ground.
Yeah, don't do that. Second of all, if the average consumer buys an Oculus when it comes out, unless they put like a big old Facebook sticker on it, which I don't think they will, they wouldn't even know.
Oh, they'll know. Oh, you don't think this is going to see some Facebook branding?
Oh, I don't know. Like, they might put, like, a sticker on it, like the Oculus Rift presented by Facebook or something.
I don't know. I think this... See, you like I said, you and...
Because it's not a platform. It's not... The Oculus Rift is not a platform. The PC
is the platform. A platform.
No.
It could become a platform pretty easily.
Platform is hardware that operates something, not a display.
It could be...
Okay,
well,
the Xbox is my gaming platform,
AJ,
not my Sony Wega TV.
You don't have to put many chips on it. All of a sudden, you have a Facebook app on your Oculus or whatever.
But the Oculus doesn't have hardware to run anything. It plugs into a computer.
AJ, I'm not... Okay, the dev kit that people kickstarted may not. Whatever Oculus is going to become might.
Say to them saying, well, this, like, we now have no financial burden. We could custom create parts. We could buy higher-end stuff in volume.
Well, yeah, sure. That's a nice part of having money. Yeah, that's great for
That's
them.
Not a good thing? That this isn't going to be a better product now?
Oh, it's I don't know if it's going to be a better product. I don't know what that money is going to be spent on.
They said they don't have to use, like, off-the-shelf mobile phone components. They can buy, like, actual good hardware.
I think other things are going in with it.
Like, what? That doesn't make sense.
What do you mean, like, I just told you? Like, an operating system, like Facebook integration.
It's not going to have an operating system.
How do you know?
Because that doesn't make any sense at all.
How does it not make sense when all of a sudden you have this brand new technology, the wave of the future, and guess what? Every single one of them comes with a Facebook app. You don't think that's the whole point? You don't think piggybacking Facebook onto this has not occurred to him at all?
But then what does that do? So you have a headset that plugs into your computer.
It does the same thing that putting
system?
Facebook on smartphones does. It opened it to a whole new group of people.
Yeah,
you
but it's
you think
an
all
app
these older people
the
using
phone.
Facebook would have used it if it wasn't on their phone?
Mike, my iPhone has Facebook. That doesn't mean Facebook took over the whole phone.
I know, AJ, but it's the same kind of thing.
No, you haven't explained this at all.
I just explained quite a lot.
It makes zero sense. Your thing that there's going to be a separate operating system dedicated to running a Facebook app that
AJ,
does
that's,
nothing.
I'm putting that as one scenario. I'm just saying,
but it
if
doesn't
you
make
think
sense
Facebook
at all.
Is going to have absolutely nothing to do with Oculus, that's going to happen is that in a year we have the Oculus VR coming out, and you just use it to play games, and it has nothing to do with anything else. They even said, AJ, I mean, he said we're going to use this for social experiences, and we're going to
use it. Sure, they'll develop something.
And it's going to have nothing to do with Facebook.
No, okay, they might make a Facebook application that hooks into the Oculus, but so could Google.
And you don't
so
think Facebook's going to find
Anybody
out
can.
What you've been playing and what you're watching and everything you're doing with your Oculus?
No, because the computer... Do you know how software works?
Now you're like, just being condescending. See, I can tell you're getting flustered because you're being condescending.
Look, if you log into the Facebook website, they don't know what's in your Steam account unless you tie them together. Mike, the Oculus Rift
hooks
up by plugging
a
video cable into it.
It will tie it together, is what I'm saying. Your Oculus will tie into your Facebook account.
It's a screen. It's a screen with a motion tracker. That does nothing else.
AJ, that's what it is right now. It's obviously going to change a little.
All right, well...
I mean, look, we don't know. I'm just saying, I think it's insane to not think that there's going to be something like that.
Okay.
And like I said, and the other thing, too, is, I mean, I don't know, I the idea of a virtual reality hooked up world is kind of creepy to me. And I still
don't... Don't do it! Everyone's like, oh, this is it, this is the end, we all have to hook
AJ,
up our
that's
Facebook
not the point, but if you
virtual
don't like,
reality.
If you don't like a smartphone, that's still very much the world you live in now. This stuff still takes over.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I mean, that doesn't have anything... I still don't... I'll tell you what, though. I'm still skeptical the stuff is going to take over. I mean, like, the Google Glass thing. Does anybody use that?
Well, not... I mean, it's not technically out yet. And it costs,
well, it's
like,
been not technically out for, like, 3 years now. So, I don't think it's ever going to be out because they realize there's no market for it because everybody looks like a jackass.
It costs $1,500 right now. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just weird. I don't like it. It weirds me out. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm probably gonna be one of those people who, like, you know, if I didn't need Facebook almost for, like, some of the promotion stuff I do with work and other things, I don't know if I would have it.
See, I hear so many people say that, but they don't delete their account.
Well, I just told you why.
I mean, yeah, I know you, okay, you and, said and, you need it for work, that's fine.
And other people...
But I know so many people who are just like, oh, I just delete my Facebook account. I'm like, go ahead, delete it.
Some people, they have some friends who are on there that they want to stay in contact with, and there's other things, but then there's just... I don't know. It's like most of the people who post on Facebook are whining or saying embarrassingly racist things.
Then unfriend them.
I don't want to unfriend because then they know, and it's weird.
Then block them from your feed.
I don't know how to do that.
See, exactly. I think this is where all the fear comes from. People don't understand how to actually use Facebook.
I think you're naive.
So they just kind of live with the things they don't like rather than saying, like, okay, well, how do I make this work for me?
I don't know. You have to admit it. You are admittedly quick to embrace new technology, and you always have.
You
always dive in head first.
Sure.
Without really thinking about what's to come. I mean, you had a freaking HD DVD player.
True. I got some good movies.
And, you know, it's not like we had Virtual Boys, and then that was a thing.
Right. Right.
I don't know. It's a little weird.
It's just, you know, it's like that person's like, ugh, quit sending me Farmville requests. It's like, just turn them off. Then you'll never get one ever again. But they don't even know it's a thing, because they can't use Google for 5 minutes. They'd rather just complain on Facebook.
Well, so maybe everybody else can let us know where they stand, because, you know, I've heard a lot of people talk about it. And like I said, I've been detached this week, so I'm sure the squad's been talking about this.
Yeah, based on the talk from Google+, everyone's mad about it.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Oh, good. An argument I can win for my popular opinion for once.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird. Another thing, too, is that I just haven't tried this thing, so maybe it is cool. Although you do wonder now if that... Like, we know that Valve's maybe working on something, and maybe they're going to step it up, and Sony has their thing, and Microsoft undoubtedly has their thing, too. So, it's kind of weird. And like I said, there's a lot of money invested in this technology right now, and nobody has... any idea if it's going to catch on. It's right. Kind of like the 3D thing again.
A little bit. I mean, again, I think cost barrier of entry is going to be the difference. If it is $300 or now possibly even less compared to, you know, buying a $1,500 TV, there is a difference there.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so what else do you want to talk about now that we're done yelling at each other?
So here's something we could agree on. After it leaked, Ubisoft was very quick to put out a trailer for Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yeah, this looks...
Did you see the
cool
trailer?
I saw the little teaser thing.
I mean, there's not much to it. And who's to say how much this is actually real-time in-game, but
probably
looks pretty.
It's cool, because it's kind of a return to, like, the Assassin's Creed 2 trilogy, where you have, like... It looks like you have, like, one big city... you know, Paris, and you have tall buildings to climb again, which the last two games were kind of lacking. They did their own thing, which was fun, but it's kind of neat to go back to it. We're jumping ahead in the timeline again, because French Revolution's a little bit after American Revolution. Yeah. I will say, it's kind of interesting, because not that it makes me want to play any less, but it's one of my least favorite time periods in history.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, and I don't mean, like, I mean, the French Revolution has always weirded me out, because it's a very creepy time, because nobody really maybe it's because we have this romanticized version of the American Revolution, we're like, you know, maybe the Americans did some things, but go them. Or, you know, you look at a lot of other historical events, and obviously there are gray areas, but you can kind of say this side or that side. When you look at the French Revolution, it's like, yeah, those monarchs were dicks, and then as soon as the lower class takes over, they're like, all right, let's behead everybody. And I'm like, oh my god. I mean, maybe, yeah. I still kind of think about the impact, like, Tale of Two Cities had on me and stuff. I'm like, this is just an awful time to be somewhere.
Although, that could be a good setting to be an assassin. Maybe it makes it easier to have no allegiance.
That's what I was actually thinking. It's actually going to be kind of nice, because it will kind of be, it will be easier to maybe just be somebody who's not on a side. And that was a struggle that Assassin's Creed 3 had. They, you know, there's a lot of promises. You're not on one side. And then most of that game, you are clearly on the American side.
Americans.
Yeah. And I mean, they very clearly stated, yeah, the Templars are backing the British. Like, oh.
But
never
not
mind
all
that.
Of them were. Some of them were fighting. It was weird.
Yeah, it was kind of dumb. So yeah, I almost kind of do hope that there isn't that this is a bit more independent, where you are kind of talking to both sides.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, they said, you know, it's PS4, Xbox One, PC only.
So I still wonder about like this other Assassin's Creed game. What the heck is it going to be? Is it going
to
be like
I said? I think it'll be kind of similar to what Liberation was.
Yeah, but I bet you, I wouldn't be too shocked if it literally has that girl in it, Aveline or whatever. Heck, maybe. She could be in Paris now. She's French. But yeah, I mean, you know, I like Assassin's Creed. You think they're done with numbers now?
Seems like it.
May as well be. I mean, Assassin's Creed 4 was technically Assassin's Creed 6 anyways. So.
Yeah, we're getting into Final Fantasy territory at this point.
Yeah, it's all confusing. Well, yeah, it's like, you know, my thing is, I either like numbers or subtitles. I don't like both.
Both.
And I don't like either or. I don't like when you, like, do a subtitle once, then go back to a number, and then suddenly you have a number and a subtitle.
So you hate Uncharted.
I don't hate it. No, Uncharted's fine.
I know, just baiting you.
But in a way, they almost don't need the 2 and the 3 because you have a different subtitle. But I don't know, maybe not. That's better than, like, this madness of... I mean, it's literally Assassin's Creed 2... And then Brotherhood, Revelations, Assassin's Creed 3, Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag. That's where it went nutty. Where all of a sudden we had a number and a subtitle. I was like, well, what the hell is this? I don't know what the Unity means, though. I mean, I assume it has to call to the revolution itself or the uprising. I don't know. Okay, what else?
So, there were a bunch of layoffs in Sony's UK studios.
Mm-hmm.
The big one to me is it's the studio that's doing Drive Club.
Oh, got hit with layoffs. Supposed to be a launch title.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not going to see Drive Club.
A lot of people are starting to feel that. Sony claims that the development of Drive Club is not affected by the layoffs. But also keep in mind that the lead designer of the game left the studio like a month or two ago.
I lost you there for a second.
Okay.
But you're back.
I was just saying that Drive Club's in trouble.
I agree.
Yes.
I also don't care, though, so.
I hope it comes out, but...
Eh. There's other racing options right now. I mean, how could Drive Club really compete with, like, a Forza?
That's true. I mean, unless, you know, you just have a PS4. But, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I guess. All right.
PAX East is coming up, Mike.
Yeah, no Nintendo.
Nope. Their quote to justify it's just kind of funny to me.
Right.
It's like, interacting directly with our fans, letting them play our games firsthand is a key component of our approach. That doesn't include PAX East this year. Like, we do this
That's
thing and it's really
statement.
Important, but we're not going to do it.
Yeah, very weird statement.
Yeah. But we will offer our fans a variety of opportunities to get their hands on Nintendo products in 2014. You know why I think they're not going? What would
what
they show?
They show?
Mario Kart. And that's
like, yeah.
It.
This guy's something. I guess so. There's Kirby for 3DS. That could be fun.
Meh.
I'm excited for it.
So what do you think of all the Game Boy Advance games coming to Wii U?
It's a good selection. I still don't...
Know why they're on the 3DS?
Yeah, I mean, well, some of them were on the thing. I mean, you got...
Kind of, yeah.
The only
Fusion
one that,
and...
The only big one was the Super Mario Brothers 3. Although, I think that's the NES version, actually. That's not
it's coming, and it's coming to 3DS as well.
Yeah. So, yeah,
I think it's cool that, like, you know, Golden Sun would
yeah,
be kind of neat
cool.
to revisit.
Golden Sun, the first Mario and Luigi.
Mm-hmm.
That shit. Whatevs.
Indeed. And finally, just for you, Mike Zors, after the tumultuous announcement of Roller Coaster Tycoon 4 for mobile, they are making a PC version.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. Who knows?
A completely different game from the mobile game.
Really? All they need to do is make something that plays exactly like Roller Coaster Tycoon 2, but just a better user interface. Because, I mean, I was actually, even this week, when I was house-sitting for my brother while I was on vacation, and I just had my laptop, and I just downloaded Roller Coaster Tycoon 2 on it. It's so much fun.
Oh, yeah?
And, like, it really is my only complaint, is that some things are kind of difficult. Like, some menus are hard to find. Some things are, like, not quite as easy to do as they could. Like, it's like, everything's already there. They just have to present it a little better. I mean, don't forget, those two games were made by one guy, also.
Oh, it's really?
Like, yeah, Chris Sawyer. At least he definitely did the first one by himself.
Okay, I didn't think the second one was just him.
Well, it might be. I mean, it's not too different from the first one, but...
There's more to it.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to talk about Infamous?
Yes, let's talk about Infamous, because it is awesome.
I like Infamous a lot. It's,
I do,
it's,
too.
Right up...
Did you... So, just so I get an idea of how far you are...
I got the third power? Yeah.
Nice. So, I don't want to... So, first of all, I didn't even know that there were going to be more powers in this game beyond the smoke power that they showed in all the previews and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say what the other two are, because it's kind of a spoiler. But, so far, we've both gotten two additional powers that... They're just different enough from each other. So you're constantly changing between them. Like, you don't really... I haven't really just settled on one. I'm just kind of always jumping between them willy-nilly.
I kind of like... I liked the second... Once I got the second one, I don't use smoke a whole lot anymore.
Well, are you going for... Are you being good or evil?
Good.
Yeah. I think the second one... It makes it a little easier to knock people out as opposed to killing them from afar.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem with the third one, is that the sort of subduing option isn't great.
What is this? I'm trying to think. What is this?
Once you power that up,
it's pretty good.
I have it powered up, but you have to be right next to them, so there's no long-distance solution to knocking people out easy.
Yeah, but you could get a whole bunch of guys at once, like three or four.
Yeah, well, maybe. But the variety is cool, and like traveling around with them is, they all have different kind of travel options.
Mm-hmm.
Like the smoke is not great for fast traveling, but the other two have good things for that.
Super exciting to like shoot yourself into a vent and then rocket up to the top of the building and pop out the top. It's so fun.
I mean, you know, it's in a wheelhouse of games. I like superhero open world games. Like this, especially ones where like they have like the sections of the map, and it's like, you know, you have to knock down their enemy operations, and it's like that Crackdown format where, you know, we're not telling you, you know, there's no real set weight. It's not like a mission structure thing. It's just go get it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And it does have structured missions too.
Yeah. But not like a whole lot of them. And each area has kind of the reoccurring missions, and you know, the variety may not be great, but there are kind of cool. Like, there's a camera, and you can like hack into the feed and see where it's pointing and get to deduce where it is from that. Or you'll get a picture of an NPC that's a double agent, and you need to find him in a certain area. And stuff like that. It's neat.
So, what do you think of the way it's using all the features of the DualShock 4 controller?
I think it's pretty cool. I think it uses the touchscreen pretty well as like a button, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, as a button, like, I'm actually not offended by all the swiping stuff they do, because it makes sense when you're doing it.
Yeah.
So it's probably the best gimmicky use without being like an annoying dumb. Why do they like? It's not Uncharted Golden Abyss.
No, and even
like,
using
these like, feel fine.
Even like the spray paint stuff is kind of fun, because there's something about when you shake that controller and it makes that sound.
It's just goofy for me because I'm usually playing with the headset plugged in the base,
so it
kind of gets in the way of my grip.
It's kind of neat for me because like the sound emits from the controller. It really sounds like you're holding a spray can. It's kind of like with Last of Us with the light bulb thing. It's neat.
Well, here's a nice thing I found. When you're playing it with remote play, it just automatically does the spray paint.
Oh, really? That's kind of nice.
Yeah. Well, it does force you to turn the Vita sideways and shake it, but then it just fills it all in.
Yeah. It's neat, though. Like, even the spray paint thing, it doesn't actually take into account how you spray painted, but it's kind of neat.
Well, you're just filling in stencils, yeah.
Yeah, it almost gives me that Jack Ryan radio itch.
A little bit.
No, you're like...
I
don't think either of us played the other Infamouses very much, right?
I played the first one a lot.
I played a little bit of it and kind of got tired of it, and I never played the second one at all.
I played the first two, not islands, but areas or whatever, and then I kind of, like, by that point, I unlocked all the powers, and I was like, okay, I kind of know what this game's doing now. I'm good.
Yeah, I didn't
need to finish the story.
Yeah, and I guess... Well, the thing I like about this is, like, you are getting those other powers. And I didn't even play 2 at all for whatever reason. I just completely missed it. So I got it for free on PlayStation Plus.
I never played it.
Like, I don't know which of the improvements were already there or not. But the big thing for me is, like, there's almost an Uncharted quality to the storytelling now. Where, like, not, you know...
They did, like, mocap and everything, yeah. And it's good. It looks really good.
But more than that, like, the characters are all very likable. Whereas none of the characters in the other Infamous resonated with me at all. The main character, I like him a lot. And he does... It's very hard to have a character who has, you know, quote-unquote attitude and not have them come off as obnoxious.
Yeah.
But Delson's very likable.
What makes him likable is he reacts the way I feel like a lot of people would react if they were just suddenly graced with superpowers. Be like, holy shit, that was sweet. Oh, right. I can do this? That's so cool. Like, he's so excited by everything he does.
Yeah, you know, he's not like, some people are a bit angsty and weighed down by it. And you know, there's a little bit of that sometimes, but not a whole lot. It's a bit more lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his brothers, you know, I like that characters have a little depth to him. Like, his brother's a little weirded out by the whole, his brother's kind of a superhero thing, but, like, he actually kind of grows and accepts it more. Just things like that. It's a nice cast of characters. The villain might be a bit over the top right now.
Yeah.
A lot of games seem to have to do that with the villain. Especially, like, a game like this, probably by the time it's done, that villain has probably been in, like, maybe 4 scenes. So it's like, anytime she's there, they have to make sure she's evil as shit.
Like, super evil, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we hate her.
You don't like her at all.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But
One weakness of the game, I will say, boss fights are, eh.
Yeah, that seems to be a recurring thing with these games.
Yeah, but like, the boss fight to get your third power, didn't that just seem really unnecessarily long to you?
Seemed a little long. Once I kind of figured it out, it was a bit better. It was kind of neat, though. I sort of, like,
yeah, it was. I think it just overstayed its welcome.
Maybe. It probably didn't need to be as long as it was. But overall, I like it a lot, actually. It's probably fun.
I mean, when you think about it, it's the first truly next-gen open-world game we've gotten that's, you know, for a next-gen console only. Because you had Assassin's Creed, I guess. But...
Yeah, no, yeah, you had Dead Rising 3.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you that.
Although Dead Rising 3 wasn't nearly as pretty. Dead Rising 3 thing was, look at all the zombies. This is better than Dead Rising 3, I would say.
Sure.
I think it's probably the best next-gen single-player game I've played so far.
I would probably agree.
It's a lot of fun. It's very pretty. Especially at night, with a lot of, like, the lighting effects. Oh, it looks nice. And it runs well.
Well, it's cool because, you know, like, so they were going to have these powers that are very dependent on special effects. So they were kind of forced to make sure the effects were really good. And as a result, like, that, like, everything, like, the particle systems and lighting and everything look amazing.
It seems like, in general, the PlayStation 4 is really good with particle effects.
Yeah, I think Rezogun proved that point.
Yeah, but no, it's super fun. I'm liking it more than I thought I would, really. Because, like I said, I really had no love for this franchise, but this has been super fun. So this is a kind of another point, because the game has a Metacritic of an 80. Which, you know...
Really? I'm surprised it's that low.
That's what I'm kind of saying, like, you know, yeah, that's good, I guess, but it's just, I'm playing this, I'm like, what? Because it's one of those things, too, where it's like, you have a lot of people giving it, like, 95s or whatever, then you have a lot of people like, oh, it's a 60 or a 70.
What are the people giving it low scores complaining about?
Like the lowest thing, and this is the thing I can't say, like, the graphics are great, but the gameplay hasn't moved on from the previous generation, which
I hear that a lot, like, oh, it's not next gen gameplay. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I guess that's kind of a point. Is I want to
talk people
about,
said that about Titanfall.
Are people being a bit hard on this generation? Because I
think so. I mean, it's the first generation where, like, you know, first we had the 3D generation, then we had the online generation,
yeah, I guess,
then we had the HD generation. So what's this one?
I guess I wanted to talk. That's what I kind of want to say to you is, are people, we're almost at that point where we can't invent new genres. Like, when you got a Nintendo 64, you play Super Mario 64, you're like, oh shit, a 3D platformer, what is this, you know? And then, like, the next generation, you had more, you had shooters kind of becoming a bigger thing, like that. And then after that, Western RPGs became a big thing with, like, the 360 era. And it's like, right now, it's like, well, what's, you know, I guess people don't want to hear that games might just be kind of prettier. But
yeah,
there are,
I mean, there are next gen things that these systems do. They're not as direct. Like, I think the social sharing between Twitch integration and recording video clips, like, that's next gen to me. I think things like the crowd AI in Titanfall, that's to me, again, I think that's very next gen. But
no, I think
it just kind of works so well that it doesn't feel like it's a next gen thing. It's just doing whatever. Like,
no, I think
I don't know.
When I'm playing Infamous Second Son, it definitely is a next-gen game. It's just,
oh, for
yeah,
sure.
I'm a little, I don't know, I'm almost a little annoyed, because I keep hearing people like, oh man, there's nothing good to play on the next-gen systems. And I've been playing shit on these systems since they've come out.
Oh, I've barely turned on my 360 or PS3
no,
for
me too.
Really anything.
And I don't know, just between, like, this, Need for Speed, and then there's other games that people were kind of really hard on. Like, I thought Dead Rising 3 was great. I know you thought, I haven't played Rise, but I know you liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I don't know. I kind of wonder when people are going to be a little nicer. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, like, what people are waiting for.
Right, and I'm sure, I'm sure the next thing, Watch Dogs, will not be it.
No, the more I see in that game, the less excited I get for it, honestly.
It's starting to just kind of look like a Grand Theft Auto clone.
Yeah, which is a disappointment.
That's another thing I see people say about Infamous, like, oh man, after Grand Theft Auto 5, this open world's like barren. And you know what? I like open worlds that are more like Infamous. I like it when, you know, you have a playground, but it's not like, literally, you can do 50 million side games. You know, it doesn't bother me if I can't go inside that building and play darts in the bar.
Yeah, it has focus.
Yeah, I like the you know, like, my favorite open world games have been, like Gravity Rush and stuff like that. You know, I did like Red Dead Redemption a lot, but it wasn't because I could, you know, play Liar's Dice in the tavern or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, you got Reaper, we both got Reaper of Souls. I literally just got it. I haven't played it at all. Have you gone through Act 5?
No, I've just played, like, a couple hours of the Crusader.
Oh, so
I'll
you
do
haven't
Act
really
5 this
anything.
Weekend, probably.
Okay. Because my big curiosity is if the storytelling has improved in Act 5, because that was my biggest gripe with Diablo 3.
I wouldn't hold your breath, but now, we'll see.
I'm hearing things that say that the bad guy is very much like Asmodan or in Act 3 or Arthas in Wrath of Lich King, where he's like, he just constantly shows up to laugh at you maniacally and then leaves. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, that's whatever. You know that there actually is an option in the game now to just turn off all story stuff?
Oh, that's actually kind of nice.
So, yeah, so if you just want to run it?
Well, when I play as the Crusader, I might do that.
Well, the thing that everyone seems to think is going to be the great feature of this expansion is the adventure mode. Do you know much about that?
A little bit. It's kind of, is that like the randomized dungeons almost?
Yeah.
Loot
so
runs?
So you're not even running the story anymore. You're just running whatever just to get loot. Which,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that's great. I will say of the early experience of the Crusader, I like it a lot because it's kind of the Paladin from Diablo 2, which was my favorite class. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have like the auras. But he's, like, very much, like, a kind of damage-soaking melee class.
Yeah, that seems kind of
fun. I
mean,
tank's kind of a misnomer, because you don't really tank in Diablo.
No.
Although I do have a taunt ability, but, like, it's an aggressive taunt. Like, taunting gives me more attack power, so I can keep attacking.
Right. That's cool.
It's called Wrath, I think. Yeah, whoever designed the sound effects for his attacks deserves a medal, because they sound great.
And I haven't tried out, like, the Looting 2.0 thing yet either, so I can kind of see what that's all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, because are you gonna start with the Crusader, or are you going to jump right into Act 5?
I think I'll play through Act 5 first and see what's going on there.
Well, if you do that tonight, I'll do it with you.
Okay.
Sweet.
I have to install that after this.
Just open, you don't have to install anything, just patch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Like, I literally came home from work, the package was sitting there, I punched in my code and fired it up.
Ah, cool.
Now, let me ask you this, Mike. Your decision to get this game, on a scale of like 1 to 10, 1 being not at all and 10 being it's the only reason I bought it, how much was your decision to purchase this game based on the fact that you got some free Hearthstone cards with it?
I will say this, I wasn't too like, I thought like I'd pick this up eventually, and then when you told me I could get some Hearthstone cards, I kind of got it immediately. Look, I really like Hearthstone, man. I play Hearthstone
I know
every
you.
Day.
It's so funny, because when it first came out, you were like, yeah, whatever, it's kind of cool, I guess. And then, like, one day, like, I don't even know what it was, just one day, it, like, clicked in your head, and you were,
you
like, addicted to Hearthstone.
Well, my one friend started playing it, too, Dave, and it's kind of, because we can kind of talk about it, you know, and I kind of really got into the strategy aspect of it. It's a fascinating game, really. And I get very upset when people are like, oh, it's just chance. It's just if you get the card. Because there's so much more to it than that. There's so much to the deck building and, like, playing the card, like, finding the best play you can make with the cards you have and trying to get field advantage and card advantage. And I don't know. It's a very good card game.
Yeah.
And plus, the arena mode is awesome, too. where you can just, like,
I like that concept where you're making blind decks. Mm-hmm. I'm not very good at it, but I like the concept.
I'm not very good at it either. I'm doing pretty good in ranked. I just hit rank 11, which is not bad. But I only have a few more. Like, they reset the ranks every month. So this is my new high point.
Cool.
But
hey, so could I talk real quick about a few things on Titanfall?
Yeah, not too much.
Well, first of all, did you see they did, like, a server-side balance patch?
I did. The only thing I took note of was that the smart pistol is weaker when it's not, like, as, like, a regular pistol, almost.
Yeah. The obvious one is they changed the score limit attrition from 250 to 300.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice, because those matches feel a little better now. It's a subtle change, but it really does affect it.
It seemed like there wasn't enough time for comebacks. It seemed like comebacks were very rare in attrition.
Right, so that's cool. And then they also announced that there are new game modes coming, and they will be free. They won't be as, like, part of the DLC.
I mean, that's cool, but I haven't really done much with these other game modes, to be honest.
Yeah, we really need to try some Capture the Flag.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've pretty much only done attrition and some.
Me
of
too.
The,
I've done some hard point. Actually, well, so I regenerated, meaning I hit level 50, takes you back to level 1. Now, here's what I didn't know, and I kind of like this. To regenerate successive times, not only will you have to hit 50 again, but you have to complete a series of weapon-specific challenges for both the Titan and Pilot. So, right now, I have to complete up to the rank 5 challenges for the 40mm cannon for the Titan and the shotgun for the Pilot, mm-hmm. which is cool because I never really use the 40mm much. Shotgun, I actually use quite a bit. So it's kind of forced me to learn it, and now I've actually gotten pretty good with it. So I actually really like that mechanic.
Now, does everybody have to level those two ones when they get, or is it random?
Now, I don't know for sure. All I know is that Jeff Grubb had the same two.
Okay.
I'm going to assume it's the same. It might have been better to randomize it, because, like...
Do you almost those are the two least used weapons, and that's why they did it for each one? Because it kind
of
sounds like
they would be.
No, because
I see a lot of people use the shotgun. 40 now, I was going to say, I've seen people use 40 mil, but maybe it is just because they were trying to get their Gen 2 requirements.
Right.
But, like I said, I like that it forced me to play a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
I actually ended up playing more of the Last Titan Standing mode because I needed to kill Titans with that 40 mil. Because the tricky thing there is, well, maybe you just got an assist, or you had to punch that guy because you had to reload, or you got him with missiles. So you just have more chances to kill things with your 40mm in that mode.
Right.
And I tell you, having not played a ton of that in the beta, that is a fun mode.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played much of it?
Not really.
It's just cool just to have, like, all 6 Titans drop in at the same
time. Yeah, I guess I kind of like the Pilot play a lot, though, to be honest. Like, that's what
what's fun about that mode, is even after your Titan goes down,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, you're still useful.
That's but that's always my favorite part, like, especially that first beginning of the map where I try to sneak around and kill all of the minions and catch a few Pilots unaware of the smart pistol. I saw this video, and it actually, it's like one of those machinima videos that are usually dumb. It was just this guy, and he was just playing Titanfall, and he was just doing a perfect President Obama impression.
I saw the headline for this. I didn't watch it yet.
No, it sounded dumb, but I was actually cracking up. And he was doing a pretty good job. Like, he wasn't, like, being ridiculous.
Okay.
Like, he was, like, making it sound like he was trying to urge them all to get onto the Obamacare thing, and I don't know. It made me laugh. It was pretty funny.
That's good.
You know, one thing about Infamous real quick, did you do, like, the Paper Man thing at all yet? Like, the ARG thing?
My PS4 was having, because it wouldn't connect to that, and when I played Ground Zeroes, it wouldn't connect to that server. I think there was an error with, or not error, but just some goofy setting in my router, and I think I fixed it, I just haven't tried it since.
Did you play many more of Ground Zeroes?
I haven't turned it, I think that's the biggest problem. Not only did that game come out and it was, like, short, I was like, well, I could go back and do this side stuff. But then 3 days later, Infamous came out.
I'll tell you this.
Go back to it someday. I don't know.
I'll tell you this. You get all of those audio tapes, it gets weird.
How do you mean?
Lines may be crossed in that. And what's weird is the last audio tape you get, which is like, you only get when you get all the other ones, so it's almost like a reward. Again, I don't want to say, it is fucked up.
Like,
it's weird.
Give me a genre of fucked up.
Rape?
Oh!
Is that a genre?
I guess. That's fucked up.
It's weird. And, you know, and people have been actually talking about it a lot. And it's the thing where it's like, you know, it's good that we're talking about these subjects, but then you get into this other thing like, well, is it earned? And doesn't it feel kind of weird because otherwise it still feels sort of... And we said before how Ground Zero does take itself more seriously than other Metal Gear games, but it still has
still a Metal
some
Gear.
Of that... What?
It's still a Metal Gear game.
Yeah, you know, you're still saying cliches like, oh, they play us like a tin flute or whatever, and, you know, it's a little weird. But, you know, if there's a payoff for it in the Phantom Pain, maybe it'll be fine. But just as is, it just kind of seems like they unnecessarily put one of the characters through the most horrible things ever. It doesn't help that it's the only character of a certain kind. I think you know what I mean.
Gender?
Yeah, sure, but I was trying to be ambiguous.
No.
For people who haven't played it yet. But yeah, it's just, I don't know, that lost audio tape is weird. Like, even if you don't want to lock it, just find a YouTube clip of it. If you, I don't know, it's weird. Even more so than I think it oversteps the line. It crosses it more than just what I said. It's weird. It goes to dark places.
Weird. Okay.
You know, like I said, and it's weird because it's still a series where the main bad guy looks like a James Bond reject.
Well,
and he's
looks
called
like the
Skull
guy
Man.
From Captain America.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. But, it's weird. All right. Let's look at the community. Because they,
right.
I jumped there. It looks like they had a lot of fun stuff for us.
Yeah, so first thing, Jay Loretta was talking about the voice of Big Boss changing.
Mm-hmm.
He went to, you know, a lot of people bring this up, you know, that maybe they change voice actors because it's the genetic fork from Big Boss and Solid Snake, and this is why they had different voices at the end of MGS4, but the easy way to shoot down that whole conversation is to say they didn't change the voice in Japan, which they didn't. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I still wouldn't be too shocked if Solid Snake shows up in Phantom Pain, though, voiced by David Hayter. That wouldn't surprise me too much, though.
It'd be cool.
And if in Japan it's just the same voice actor, who knows? It'd be cool. I'd be up for it. Because it's weird because despite all the stuff covered in that timeline, the whole Lay and France Terrible or whatever, the cloning thing...
Terrible.
The cloning thing has not been brought up directly in the timeline yet at all, really.
Like in you know, 3 Peace Walker this, you mean?
Yeah. It's like, if it's brought up, it's always like at the end when they show a timeline of events, and it'll be there. Like, there's never, you know, it always says, like, oh, Big Boss was away on a mission, and he fell into a coma, and while he's in the coma, they tried cloning him. But, like, we've never played that mission, or anything like that. And, I feel like there's gotta be some of that in Phantom Pain. There's gotta be some talking about that whole cloning thing. Okay, so what else we got?
So the big thing, Alex Conley said, I ask ye EVP diaspora, whatever that means. I think that means y'all. What is your favorite or most intriguing main IP spin-off game? By that I mean Metroid Pinball to Metroid proper, the Halo Wars of this world, the SimCopters, the XCOM Enforcers. They could be great, flawed, or outright awful. I inquire as a result of our Titanfall discussion. Many, including myself, wanted Titanfall to be something it wasn't, at least in part. Also in the back of the Endless Space devs having launched their Endless IP Dungeon Crawling Tower Defense Hybrid last year, and their related Fantasy Grand Strategy next month. It's a great way to world build and to experiment with an overarching concept. I'd love to see more of it. The one he talked about was Metal Gear Acid, speaking of
you know,
Metal Gear.
I dismissed those games, and I kind of feel bad about it.
I played them, and it just didn't grab me.
Mm-hmm. An obvious answer for me would be Hearthstone.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could almost count World of Warcraft.
I guess you have to make an exception at that point where it's almost too big.
Yeah, anyway, but 10 years ago, it wasn't.
I know. Like, and I'm reading Mark Whiting's answer. He says Smash Bros., and that kind of crossed me, but I don't think Smash Bros. Even counts anymore. Maybe like something like Mario Kart does. He brings up another one of mine, which is Persona 4 Arena, the Persona fighting game.
Yeah, it was fun.
I like that a lot. I saw actually that the new Blaze Blue came out. I almost kind of want to get that.
It's I like those games they make.
3, though. I like a lot. I like all the things those guys do. Arc Systems. They make
Arc
fun.
Systems. Yeah.
They make fun 2D fighters. So what about you?
Well, I agree. A lot of people talk about Civ Rev, mm-hmm. which I think is a great one. Does saying Mario Golf Advanced Tour count?
Sure.
Okay, because that's definitely one of them for me.
That was a fun-ass game, man.
I'm blanking. I had some in my head when I read this. And
I mean, I liked,
of course, I can't think.
I liked the recent Final Fantasy music game. I like the first Final Fantasy fighting game even too. Whatever the city.
Oh, yeah, Duodecimon.
It was weird, but I liked it.
Yeah, oh, God, I'm trying. I'm like, tell me, what other spinoffs do I like? I'm having a complete brain fart right now.
There's a lot of Mario ones. Do you like Mario Party?
Yeah, no, not so much.
Yeah, not so much. Not so much.
There was a time.
There was a time when men were kind. I don't know. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah,
I kind of.
We'll say Mario Golf.
Mario Golf.
Does Final Fantasy 14 count? Like maybe no. No,
no,
I guess not.
Not at all. No, it's Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, I know, but
no, you're wrong.
What's it a name?
I do feel like there are other things I could easily say for this. This is actually
I'm missing some obvious ones here in my head. That's what's bothering me.
Well, I'm sure. Like I said, they might be so big you don't even think of them as spinoffs anymore. All right.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the releases then?
Yes.
So, you know, I might be repeating because I'm trying to go back. I was almost like a week ahead before and I kind of want to do this week. Because so we had Furio at Sea come out yesterday, part 2.
There were some kind of sad tweets from former Irrational people. Did you see them?
No.
Guys saying, like, well, the last thing I worked on's out. I mean, everyone likes it. I don't know how I feel.
No, weird. Yeah, people are much kinder to this one than they were to episode 1.
Yeah, now that they're both out, I'll probably go back and play
them.
Yeah,
me too. I think at some point I'll get to it. Smite, which is the new MOBA from the people who made Heroes of New Earth, which gave some nice... people are saying nice things about it.
Oh, they made a whole new one. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they made a completely
new one. I didn't realize
it
was those guys. Yeah. I know this game's come under fire because, like, aren't a lot of the characters, like, biblical characters from all different world religions, but they're, like, super sexy?
Yeah, it's a lot of mythologies. Well, these games always sex everything up.
Yeah, but I think, like, they actually got in trouble by some, like, Hindu activist organizations for the way they portrayed one of the gods.
BlazBlue. I can't ever remember if it's BlazBlue or BlazBlue. Chrono Phantasma, the new one of those. Reaper of Souls. Deception 4. Do you know anything about the Deception series? I know Jack about it.
Ditto. You don't know Jack. Those are good games.
Dynasty Warriors Z is out on PlayStation 4.
Oh, now you can see what that new Zelda game is going to be like. Yeah, wait, this is a PS4 Dynasty Warriors?
What's that?
You say it was PlayStation 4?
Yeah, there's Vita, PlayStation 3, and PlayStation 4.
Oh, I didn't realize there was like a PS4 one of these coming.
Now you know. Now you know. That kind of looks like all the big stuff. All right, that's it. All right, thanks for listening.
That's funny. Chris just texted us to ask if we played Burial at Sea.
Yeah, nope. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Go to our Google Plus community and join our conversations there. You can also go to the iTunes Music Store, find out our old episodes, and give us a review. Thanks for listening.
Mike, you know what happens before we do the next show?
No.
Baseball!
Oh, baseball is done. Thank God.
I know.
Too bad the show for PlayStation 4 doesn't come out until next month.
Yeah, May.
Yeah.
All right. Great, though.
Yep. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.